Sam Fear reclaims limelight after horrific accident. 16th of June 2006, this is Reverend Zim for UnNews. Calgary, Sweden. Renowned master of the pan flute, Georgi Zamfir, horribly disfigured in a street luge accident last month, announced his ambition to once again play Symphony Hall in Boston. Left armless, but with one good eye, the flautist of questionable ethnicity made billions of dollars by means of a Ponzi scheme and used the proceeds to fund his passion for annoying audience with his solo renditions of song no one cares about. By spreading cash around the various mafia families of New York, he avoided prosecution on racketeering charges, fled to Finland, and filed for citizenship under the Country of Origin is Hostile Towards Lesbians Act of 1965. In balmy Helsinki, where Zamfir caught the street luge bug, he took up with some unsavory types, mostly Russians, and he got the Finns to sponsor him for the World Street Luge and Suicide Championship in Brussels in 1989. The next 17 years were a hellish romp through opium dens, absinthe bars, and severe alcoholism, culminating in his spectacular accident luging with the bulls of Pamplona, Spain. In the months leading up to the tragedy, Zamfir had been drinking daily with Vlad Tepes, a Romanian maker of unusual musical instruments. His legendary flatulence, already readily apparent even to the deaf Tepes, inspired him to do research until he uncovered the binaural butt kazoo invented for King Gustav the Flatulent of Greater Lipid Locks on the anniversary of his leveling an opponent's army with only the arms of his farts. After months of practice, the master seeks once again to intimidate his throngs of fans, this time with his rectal virtuosity. Subsisting on a diet of chili and raisins, Zamfir feels that he's ready to take to the stage at the Grand Ole Opry in Tennessee. Tickets are available through UnNews outlets. This has been Reverend Zim for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.